Why don't you go on board so we can see the...
Do you want to go up the stairs? Let's go up the stairs.
And then afterwards, we'll pour a little champagne on it. We can't break the champagne bottles on this sensitive skin. Then, as you pull it, you say, no, as you pour it, we'll do that after. When you pour the champagne, you say, I christen thee Josephine. When you pour the champagne.
You say that for me, huh?
No, no, you have to say it.
You've
got to say
we'll
it.
We'll all say it together. I christen
thee. No, wait, no, wait a minute. No, afterwards, no, wait.
No, no, but I
christen thee Josephine. I christen thee Josephine, all right? But we'll do that when you pour the champagne.
When you pour the champagne.
Now you just pull it off.
No, oh, no,
we all
no.
Set?
No.
We all set?
We're ready.
All right. Now you can pull it. Pull it all off. Let's see that. We haven't even seen the paint job.
Bravo.
Well, I think that needs to be made a little more firm. That E is coming off.
That's a temporary one.
We'll put it more firm.
Don't call me up when you're going to put the real one.
We won't. You save enough of this so that we can drink a toast with it. You know, don't pour it all out of the frame.
Hey.
We can't afford more than one bottle of champagne. So just pour it over here on this. And now you say, I christen thee Josephine.
I christen this Josephine.
Right.
Right. Yay!
Great.
Well done.
Is there any left by you?
Let's see if there's any left. There we are. Alright, now I hope this airplane carries me at least as long as you carried me. Wait, let me look this up. Now, what happened to the song?
Peter? Peter!
Peter!
What happened to the song?
I'm gonna sing it for you right now.
Sing it! That can look good.
Very well done.
I did a pretty good job.
Pretty good job, Dan.
Who'd like a souvenir?
Sure.
I think it needs to be in bright red.
Yeah.
Let me see, there's a letter.
Boo is my color.
Oh, Boo is your color. Okay. All right, well, let it be blue.
The
blue
closer you get
color.
To it, the more temporary the job is. Sure thing. It must be, what do you think of the president's speech?
Oh, don't ask me those questions.
We haven't heard your answer to them. Do you worry about him at all?
Well, I do.
What's the hardest part about being the mother of a presidential candidate?
Answering all the questions.
You have to pick it up. The candidates are going way up. Worry about them. But I didn't have to worry too much. We were too shy of
a boy. Was he a good boy or was he a bad? I feel like doing that now. Does he have a temper then?
Well, you have to find an end on that temper. If you had it, but after you had it, they all have it.
Do you ever feel like spanking him now?
No, I don't answer now. No, I just let him do what he likes it now. Enjoy that.
Why didn't you have that attitude a long time ago?
Well, he was a good boy. I don't complain. I never found anything out of place.
Do you watch him on television very much?
whenever I get time, I know that he's here, but sometimes I'm too late for it.
You don't make an extra effort. I understand you sew aprons.
Well, it's just extra. What I started now so long.
Market's too big.
They bother me with that so much. They started sending letters to my neighbor. I give up. That was just like a, you know, to me it was just like a medicine. I'm alone. I want to do something to pass my time. So that's good for the gift. If you want to give somebody a gift, you have something at home that is ready for it. And so I enjoy doing something like that. The best to sew for girls. My girls. So I like it.
What do you think? Is he going to make a good president?
He has to be. If he wants to be that, he's got to be good. Show people that he's a good man.
Thank you very much. Joseph.